I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is Gantz. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly, dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well. D'accord.
Super. I offered the maiden at the checkout a lump of fool's gold. She called the super. The super took me into her office. She removed her shoes and jacket and let down her hair. She stuck out her chest and watched my reaction through her false eyelashes. I took out my stethoscope and had a listen, then wrote out a prescription. We returned to the checkout. The man's a fool, she told the maiden. Take his gold. Old cups of tea.
Old cups of tea. Here, mister, would you like to buy an old cup of tea?
Yes, perhaps. Let me have a look at them. All poured out, I see. How much are they?
Well, there's three halfpenny cups of tea and penny cups of tea and halfpenny cups of tea, and some cups of tea are free.
Oh, could I have a free cup of tea? If you want to. You're not very encouraging. Can I have a free cup of tea? All right, one of those. Oh, it's horrible. Ugh. You see, I wasn't very keen for you to have one. Ugh, my goodness, I feel sick. You must have had that tea for months. Yes, I've had it since June. Ugh, goodness gracious. I think I'd better have one of the more expensive ones. What's the difference between the halfpenny and the penny and so on? Well, it depends. It's the freshness of it. You see, we buy... There's a lot of cafes round here, you see. Well, when they've poured out cups of tea they don't use, we buy them from them. And if you can get a cup of tea that's still a little warm, we're going to charge you a penny halfpenny for that. And if it's gone cold but it's fresh, then we charge you a penny, and so on. Right down to the free cups of tea. We don't mind giving people free cups of tea because it gives them such a bad taste in their mouth that they're only too pleased to buy one of the better ones. Oh, here's some tea coming now. Here's a three-halfpenny cup coming. Just a minute till I dip my finger in. Yes, it's still warm. Would you like one? Yes, I'll try anything to get this taste out. Just a minute till I stir it. You like your tea sweet, don't you? Yes, I like it sweet. I'll stir it with the wee stick. There now, that'll be three halfpence. Ah, this is a bit better, but it's nearly stone cold. Well, I know. I mean, if you want to buy a proper retail price cup of tea, then you're going to have to pay the full price, aren't you? You should be grateful to get it for this price. We don't cater for toffs, you know. We just cater for very poor people, likes of myself. You actually look a bit too rich to be coming patronising this stall. I think you'd better go away and buy yourself a proper cup of tea. I certainly shall. I didn't realise that this stall was for poor people. I'm going to go away and get a proper cup of tea and pay the full price and enjoy it. That's right. Go away and enjoy your tea. And while you're enjoying your tea, you think of all the people that come into my stall buying that can't afford more than a halfpenny cup of tea where the milk's all sour and there's no sugar in it. And the free cups of tea. Just think of the people who can't afford anything but the free cups of tea and then be grateful. I'm going to do better than that. I'm going to think about all the people who can't even afford to buy free cups of tea. They're the lucky ones. In the olden days, when people knew how to think, the two most important words were nearly and almost, as in 1 + 1 = 2, or 1 - 1 = almost nothing. There was no nonsense about exactitude. One apple could be just the core and a bit of skin. A child would pull the legs off a daddy long legs without compunction. It was still a daddy long legs. Or a daddy, anyway. Pure mathematics has played even more havoc with our lives than religion. Next time I'm offered an apple, I shall look my host in the eye and take the biggest, just like an unhypocritical child.
He stood and wept with a broken dish in his hand. I sat him down and wiped him. Don't be sad, it's only a tragedy. Spaghetti and tomato sauce up to his knees. I threw the dog out of the window. He started to smile. I feel better already, he said. I threw the cat out of the window and followed with the baby as well. You should have seen him smile. I love my man, he's the greatest guy in the world. Childish? Yes, but a good guy, one of the best. One of the best. One of the best.
The final thrust. I do not know why my stomach gurgled at that moment. It doesn't usually. Anyway, it set off the sprinkler. We had swallowed an intimate little meal, and I had laid my hand on top of hers as a prelude to asking her a very great favour. You and your bloody gastrointestinal tract, she screamed, grabbed her coat and ran. I caught up with her by the lift in the gloomy hallway. You left your gloves and handbag, I choked, and thrust them carefully below her chin. The Yellowhammer. The call of the Yellowhammer is, as you all know, a little bit of bread and no butter. When the bird is abroad, there's no earthly use in using its call in English. Listen to its call in Czech, Russian, and modern Greek, which it uses to make itself understood.
Kousíček chleba žádné máslo. Kusoček chleba nět másla. Nikaký psomí ke katholu vůtiro.
Hard to believe, eh? Have another listen.
Kousíček chleba žádné máslo. Kusoček chleba nět másla. Nikaký psomí ke katholu vůtiro.
Well, I'll be damned. Reduced rate. She grabbed a large wooden rake and started thrashing the sea. Give up your riches, she shouted, in an inappropriate voice like the oil in a can of sardines. The sea didn't like her voice any more than I did, so it delved below the waves and fetched up detritus laced with chemicals. There, it roared, and flung her up against a great lump of touchstone, soaking her peekaboo broderie anglaise bodice with matching cerise organza fichu, and snapping her rake at its weakest point. I dragged her out at ebb tide and gave her a voice lesson at a special reduced rate.
Once I lived in a palace, but now I work in a hole, and to tell you the truth, the hole is lovely. It's full of three-piece suites and Axminster carpets, and I live here with my sweetheart. Do not take us away. Do not take us away. Do not take us away. And do not fill in the hole.
Come in, come in.
Oh, can I have a cup of water, please?
I have just made some tea. Do have some. Oh, your hands are cold. And your cheeks. Come, sit by the stove.
Oh, thank you.
You have been on the mountain?
Yes.
On your own?
I was with a man.
Is he outside?
I suppose so.
Where is he now?
I don't know. He tripped and fell down a crevice.
Ah, a crevasse.
We say a crevice in my country.
Around here, we say the French, crevasse. The natives speak French. Is he still there?
I don't know. We weren't speaking, so I just came away.
But I know he's a man, but he might freeze.
Serves him right.
Probably.
You know, he wanted me to take my clothes off in the snow so he could make love to me.
And he?
No, he has a delicate chest.
Och, men. Poor creatures. I know men. You did right. It will be a good lesson for him. Have some more tea. And Lebkuchen. It is fresh.
Mm.
Come in.
So here you are. This is the woman who left me in the crevice.
Crevasse?
Just because she wouldn't take her clothes off. You should have done it for the honour. This man is a famous sculptor, he tells me.
Oh, I didn't realise. Shall I take my clothes off and you can sculpture me and make me famous forever?
I haven't my tools, madam.
No problem. You can use plasticine. I have a big box full. Mr. Cutler and I will take our clothes off too. And you can do the judgment of Cutler.
The anti-empiricist. I counted an orange and an apple. It came to 2. This was on Tuesday. By Thursday it was still 2. But at 4 minutes to 10, it was 3. Hello, I thought, I'm on to something, and continued counting, but it was only 3 that once. I must have made a mistake that one time.
I spied a jelly mountain, I chased it to the sea. I waded in with a banana skin and had it for my tea. I swam across the channel and climbed up onto France. I said the 12 times table, the French for gloves is gants. Oh, jelly, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, jelly, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, jelly, I love you truly, dear. Oh, jelly, I love you cheap as well. D'accord.